Have you ever planted a garden? I've had gardens over the years. Planted my first garden, I think, when I was, probably about 10 or 11. And I liked zucchini in those days. That was before I knew that you plant one zucchini, you get enough zucchini for the entire universe. But plant my zucchini plant, and do you know how I got a zucchini plant? A what? A seed. I got a zucchini seed, and I put it in the ground. And I watered it, and I tended it, and I weeded the plot, and pretty soon up comes a zucchini plant. Have you ever done a garden? How do you do it? Do you just get a bunch of seeds and go, wow? Well, there's some things I suppose you might do that way. If you're trying to grow grass in your lawn, you might do it that way. But I'm not sure it'd work that way doing a garden. And yet that's what we see this crazy farmer doing. Do you get that idea? Here's the sower just going out to sow. Hey, just throw the seed out. Yeah, some of it lands in the road. Well, that's okay. Some of it lands in the rocks. Well, that's okay. Some of it lands in the thorn bushes, and that's okay. Some of it happens to land on good soil, and it grows. It's a crazy farmer. When I planted my gardens, do you know where I got my seeds? At the store, and you know what? I have not yet been to a store where they just give away the seeds. I had to give them something to get the seeds. Do you know what I had to give them? Money. Can you believe that? A store wanted money. I give my money, get my seeds. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a finite amount of money. Any of y'all have a finite amount of money? Now, admittedly, seeds don't cost a whole lot. But if you're a farmer trying to plant a field, that's a lot of seed. In theory, you wouldn't want to waste it. Yet here's this crazy farmer just throwing the seed out there, wherever it goes. Some of it sprouts, some of it doesn't. Who's the crazy farmer? Any ideas? Bjorn? Jesus? Well, in this case, in the Gospels, it looks like Jesus. In the bigger picture, we just say God. God's the crazy farmer. God starts off with Israel. Starts off with Abraham. Calls Abraham, and Abraham has a son, Isaac. Isaac has a son, Jacob, whose name becomes Israel. Jacob has 12 sons, becomes the 12 tribes of Israel. And God sows his word on them. And is Israel faithful? Are they responsive? Do they continuously produce fruit for God? No. So God says, okay, I'm going to wipe Israel off the map, and I'll go pick the Parthians and the Medes. How about them? Or maybe the Hittites. Well, no. God kept sowing seed. That crazy farmer, you'd think that God might have infinite resources or something. You might think that God might actually love those people if he keeps pouring seed on them. And here in the ministry of Jesus isn't just telling this parable. He's not just sharing this story to say, oh, in a theoretical kind of way, this is what God is like. Jesus is telling this parable because he's demonstrating in his actions, this is what's happening now in my ministry. Jesus was the crazy farmer become flesh. The crazy farmer come to live among us. As we look at Jesus going around the length and breadth of this tiny Middle Eastern country, sowing the word, just throwing it out here and there. What's the response? Well, the response seems to be pretty much like this story of the sower here. Some people, they hear the word, and they don't hear the word. Have you ever noticed how odd English is? I mean, you squeeze olives, and you get olive oil. Olive oil comes from olives. You get sunflower oil. Where does sunflower oil come from? How about corn oil? Where's corn oil come from? Where's baby oil come from? sort of odd, this English language, isn't it? Sort of that way with seed. You get an apple seed. You plant an apple seed, what do you get? You get an apple tree, you get a cherry seed. You plant a cherry seed, what do you get? You get a cherry tree. You get a zucchini seed, you plant a zucchini seed, what do you get? Okay, you plant bird seed, what do you get? Birds. Just pop right out of the ground, right? I mean, they fall from the sky? Wow. It's like this crazy farmer's going out there, okay, birdies, come here. That's what Jesus says. Some of the seed lands on the pathway, on a place that's just plain old smooth. Today we'd call it a road or a sidewalk, a driveway. Seed has no chance there. It's there, and ooh, wow, maybe somebody's excited. But the birds come along, and they eat it and fly off. Jesus talks here about how this is the evil one. In Mark's telling of the story, he uses the word the Satan, the adversary, comes along and steals the word. There were people that didn't want Jesus to be heard. Now, Herod didn't want Jesus to be heard. The Sadducees didn't want Jesus to be heard. The Pharisees, for the most part, didn't want Jesus to be heard. The Romans didn't want Jesus to be heard. But there's someone else who didn't want people to hear Jesus. Satan. Satan knew that Jesus was coming to challenge his kingdom, coming to challenge his hold on people. Satan wasn't too happy. But the seed didn't only fall on the pathway. It didn't only fall on the hard road surface where the birds came. It also fell on the stony soil, where it sprouts up. People say, oh, yes, it's Jesus. I'm so excited about this kingdom message, Jesus. But Jesus says there was no root. The soil is too hard. There's no root there. And then when trouble comes, like maybe one of these 2 or 4 or 6 inch rains we get, the seed just goes whoosh down the drain. Or we get one of those droughts like we're having in some parts of the state. It just bakes the seed to death. These are the folks, Jesus said, who spring up in excitement in response to the word. But then troubles come. The negatives come. Oh God, where are you? Oh God, why aren't you solving all my problems? Oh God, if you're really there, you wouldn't let this happen to me. They wander off. And there's the third kind of soil that Jesus talks about. It's the soil that's infested by thorns and thistles. And some of the seeds land there and they too grow up. Their problem is they get choked by the other growth that's there. Jesus tells us these are the people that their problem isn't the bad stuff in life. Their problem is the good stuff in life. There's so much good going, okay, God, there's so much good going this week. How about if I just be with you on Sunday? That okay, God? Yeah, 6 days a week, yeah, that's right. 6 days a week, I'll go do my stuff, but one day I'll come do your stuff. But then after a while it becomes, oh, God, why'd you have to make your day on the weekend? Don't you know that in our culture, important stuff happens on weekends? That's one of the days I get off work, God. So about once a month, or well, how about Christmas and Easter, or how about I keep a guidepost in my bathroom? That's what Moses warned the people about it back in the Old Testament. Here you are, you've experienced God, you've experienced redemption from Egypt, you've seen God's mighty works, you've been fed by manna every day. You've gotten water from a rock. You've seen the waters divide. When you go into this land, when you experience God's blessings, don't forget God. Don't get to the place where you think that you've done it all for yourself. Oh my, I'm such an awesome farmer. Look at this crop I've gotten for myself. Oh, aren't I a great, what do you call somebody that grows fruit trees? Arborist. Okay.
I mean, I'm such a great arborist.
I don't know if most of us call ourselves that.
I got a great fruitful crop here, and it's all my work. See, the problem with bad times is sometimes they steer us from God. The problem with good times is sometimes they steer us from God. Then there's the fourth kind of soil. Crazy farmers out there just sowing right and left. And some of the seed lands on good soil. Soil that's open and receptive. It sprouts. And it grows. And it keeps growing. And it produces a harvest. Some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. The farmer's happy.
Y'all ever looked at dirt? Does it do anything? I mean, you go out and look at it. Does it do anything? You might think, oh, that dirt's moving. It must be doing something. And you look and it's a worm. Not the dirt doing anything. It's the worm doing something. Dirt doesn't have any control over itself. Dirt's dirt. I think Jesus told this story for a reason. I think he told it first because he wants us to know the crazy farmer. He wants us to know this crazy farmer who loves us so much he doesn't give up on us. He doesn't say, oh, you're just a sidewalk. You're just a bunch of rocky soil. You're so thorn infested, nothing's ever going to come from you. Jesus wanted us to know that God, the crazy farmer, keeps throwing the seed out. Keeps looking for a harvest. But would that do us any good if it were predetermined by our circumstances, by our environment, by our DNA, by God, that we were one kind of soil and that only? Once a sidewalk, always and only a sidewalk. Once thorny ground, always thorny ground. My experience, people can change. When I was young, I went to church pretty often. I say that we were a family that went to church when nothing better came along. So we were there fairly often, at least a couple of times a month, maybe. And I heard the preachers, I heard the hymns, and for the most part it was in one ear and out the other. I was pretty much a sidewalk. But the crazy farmer just kept throwing the seed on me. And have y'all ever picked up seeds, just a few seeds? They're not very heavy, are they? So I don't think it's, at least when it's literally speaking, the seed itself that breaks up that concrete. Yet God keeps sowing, and it somehow broke up my heart. So I come to my high school years, and we moved to Texas. And I start getting involved in a youth group, at first against my better judgment. But later on, because that's where my friends were, and I started getting interested in God. But it was only God as a theory, the supreme being kind of guy. Then my senior year of high school, I finally heard about Jesus. Finally heard that I could put my faith in Him and have eternal life. That I could be forgiven. Finally, the word, the seed that the crazy farmer had been sowing in my life finally took root and finally started growing. Now, I first heard that not in my home church, but somewhere else. And
So I made the judgment that since I never heard it, it's because those preachers never preached it. Maybe some of you made that judgment at some point in your life. But then I go through college, go through seminary, and guess what I become? I become a preacher, and I go out there, and I preach. I join the crazy farmer and throwing out the seed, and people don't get it. It's as if it's in one ear and out the other, and I have to revise my judgment. No longer could I say that those preachers when I was a kid didn't preach it. All I can say now is I didn't hear it. A couple of stories in Scripture. Back in 2 Kings chapter 6, Elisha's been making trouble. He's a prophet in Israel, the northern kingdom. He's been making trouble for the king of Aram. What we today call Syria has been trying to invade Israel. He keeps telling the Israelites where the army's going to be invading. Word gets back to the king of Aram, and he says, we need to hunt down this Elisha guy and take care of him so we can invade the country properly. So they get word, oh, he's over in Dothan. So they go over to Dothan, and they surround Elisha's place. And Elisha's employee, the guy that's working for him, goes out, looks, and says, oh, no. And he runs in, Elisha, we're in serious trouble here. We're surrounded by the enemy. Because all he sees are the soldiers. Elisha calmly gets up and walks outside with him and looks around. And he says, Lord, open his eyes so that he can see that there are more who are with us than those who are against us. God opens Gehazi's eyes and he can see the angels of light all around. He's blind, but then he saw. Or in 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about the God of this world blinding the minds of unbelievers so that they can't see the light of the glorious gospel. There's opposition out there that snatches the seed away. Maybe some of you have experienced that, like me, at some point in your life. And yet the crazy farmer just keeps throwing the seed out there. Devil laughs and says, ha, I got him, God. I'm just going to keep eating the seed. It's not going to do him any good. But the crazy farmer just keeps throwing it out there. Or maybe your experience is that you're one of those that got excited about Jesus right away. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm going to go to church. Yeah. Then the hard times come. And maybe you run into the reality that the people around you in church aren't perfect yet. And you say, I don't know about this God stuff. Maybe it'll just be me and God. I can handle God, but these Christians, I don't know about them. Jesus' problem here is roots. As you deepen your root, you can do something about this. As you deepen your root, as you deepen your love relationship with Jesus, as you spend time in the Word, getting the Word in you, God can strengthen you and build you up. Even if your life is flooded today with fear, anger, anxiety, resentment, all those things that crowd out the Word. You can say today, God, prune me. God, open the way so that I can grow in you. And maybe today, you're just basking in the sunlight. Oh Lord, thank you for planting the seed. Thank you for throwing the seed at me so that your Word could grow in me and your life reproduce. Today, Jesus says, God's a crazy farmer. He loves you. He doesn't give up on you. Even if there's so much in your life that drags you away from Him, even if there's so much that crowds out His work in your life, even if you hear about God and hear about God and hear about God and just don't get it, God keeps throwing the seed.
kind of soil are you today? Regardless of what kind of seed soil you are, what kind do you want to be? Let's pray.